As Washington and Brussels try to head off another trade dispute today, a new forecast warns of a further global slowdown. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. First, though, on a day that you're waking up to news that satellite images of North Korea suggest it's restoring a rocket launch site after the failed Hanoi summit, also note that the United Nations says North Korea's harvest last year was the worst for more than a decade. The BBC's Soo Ping Chan has more.
North Korea, along with much of East Asia, was hit by a heat wave last year. That was followed by heavy rain, flash floods and a typhoon. The UN says one in eight of the country's rice and wheat crops were hit, leaving almost 11 million people at risk of malnutrition and illness. That's 600,000 more than last year and represents 43% of the population. North Korea is subject to strict economic sanctions due to its nuclear weapons program. The UN believes these measures have created unintended delays and challenges to humanitarian programs, even though they are exempt under UN Security Council resolutions. In London, I'm the BBC's Soo Ping Chan for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global stocks are mixed. A rally in China over hopes that Beijing will launch more stimulus measures to prop up its economy has failed to spill over into European trading. Weak auto sector results are also dragging down European shares. And not much to cheer about in the latest health check of the global economy by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It says global growth is losing steam, with the Chinese economy at its slowest pace in nearly three decades. Laurence Boon is chief economist at the OECD.
China has been the engine of growth over the past decade. It represents a lot of demand for exports from the US to some extent, from Germany and other Eurozone countries. And the fact that it's increasing more slowly means that the demand for export from other countries will also be, you know, growing more slowly.
So let's look at Europe's biggest economy, Germany, because the outlook there is pretty bad. You're saying that growth there will slow to 0.7%. That's weaker growth than expected in the UK at the moment. Why is that?
The key element is trade. Trade growth has slowed markedly. Trade uncertainty is delaying investment plans. It's delaying hiring plans. And that has a very important impact.
And there is another issue as well. We've got the EU's trade commissioner in Washington at the moment for talks. And one of the things that they're going to try and hammer out is this threat of tariffs from the US on European automobiles. And in the report, you mentioned that as well. That's going to have a big impact potentially.
Well, what you've just highlighted is actually key to what's driving our forecast for the next 2 years. It's all these trade, bilateral trade discussions that we have. They first affected China. Now perhaps it will turn to Europe. And you also have the bilateral tension with Turkey, with India. This is not conducive of an environment where businesses want to invest and hire people.
The OECD's Laurence Boon. Now, one of Avon's newest models isn't your typical airbrushed beauty. Catherine Pugh was 19 when her bus crashed and exploded in the French Alps. Now 25 and the face of Avon's new Perfect Nudes beauty range, she's been telling me her story.
I was on my way home with my friends on a coach, and our coach lost control and crashed and exploded. And I ended up with 96% of my body being burned. So everywhere except the soles of my feet and my scalp. No adult really survives that kind of injury, but somehow my body seemed to just come through and help me survive. And obviously I'm here today telling my story.
Tell me how you went from survival, physical survival, to putting yourself in the spotlight like this as a model.
Accepting an imperfection on the way you look can be really difficult, whether you have scars or not. And my body is completely covered in them. So it took a very long time. I had a really good support network around me, my family, my friends, and also other people who had been through something similar. So that really helped me to understand that life could go on, that you could live a very happy life looking the way I do now, having these scars everywhere. Mm. Actually, I found it empowering to do it. I found it empowering to stand in front of a camera, to show off my scars as something beautiful. I see scars as battle scars and something that tell a story. I think the reactions that you can get after doing something like this can make it more difficult, and it can knock your confidence.
So what, you get negative comments about your scars, about what you've been through?
I will get negative comments about the way I look. People will say, we don't want to see that, or yes, you look awful. And it's not that bad. I mean, it could be so much worse. And I know lots of people who have worse comments. But it's still difficult and it still hurts. I'm lucky enough to have that support to keep me built up. And I want to be able to be a role model for someone else to have that confidence.
I mean, in a way, that just underscores women feel huge amounts of pressure to look perfect, not just without scars, but absolutely perfect. And that most women don't really identify with these sort of perfectionist celebrity campaigns.
It's important to make sure that representation is seen in the media simply for general mental health of people, people's self-esteem, people's confidence, and people feeling like they live in a society where they are accepted and that they are worth something. And that's why I do everything I do. Everything I do is simply to try and be that role model that I never had when I was 19.
Katrin Pugh there. I've tweeted a photo of her. You can find me at BBC Anu Anand. And if you're flying to or through Kenya today, just be aware, a strike has stranded thousands of passengers at 4 airports. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.